This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Meet 21-year-old Mary Loumapis of Lecanto. She's in her third year studying cell and molecular biology at the University of South Florida, but because of health problems, she's a sophomore. You see, for most of her life, Loumapis has been battling cancer.
Three cancer diagnoses, two of which are Wilms tumor. The last one was myelodysplastic syndrome, which is also MDS.
She's been fighting these diseases since she was 5 years old, and it took a toll on her.
So I lost my left kidney, my lower left lung lobe, and I had a bone marrow transplant.
That transplant, when she was 13, had complications. Her right kidney ended up needing to be removed as well. Loumapis became healthy enough to graduate high school and begin attending USF in 2013 with the goal of going to medical school. But her problems returned.
My first semester here, I was already in renal failure. And so that was hard to do just because of the swelling it would cause in my legs.
And when she went home for winter break, her mother was in the final stages of her own long battle with ovarian cancer.
And I didn't take good care of myself because I was taking care of her. And then I went back to school because I promised her I would go back to school.
Loumapis ended up with pneumonia, and while she was in the hospital, her mother died.
The last time I talked to my mom was a FaceTime conversation, and I told her that I loved her and not to worry about me.
Loumapis kept going to school while receiving nightly dialysis treatments. Then, she and her roommate came up with an idea they called Share Your Spare. While many kidney donations involve a donor and recipient who know each other, they focused on altruistic living donations where someone offers a kidney without designating who it goes to.
Living kidneys are better than cadaver kidneys, and I need one, and here I am. Like, if you want to do this, here's a person.
The campaign started last summer with a Facebook page.
Share. Whoa, 840 likes. I put at 700-something. I sold myself short.
In addition, students handed out flyers and left chalk messages on sidewalks around campus.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I need a kidney. Have you got two?
USF's student government passed a resolution supporting the effort as well, and as a result, local media caught wind of the story.
And then that's when people came forward and like, hey, I'd like to get tested. And then one of those people actually matched.
That's not an easy thing to do. There's a number of tests to determine compatibility, including blood typing, tissue typing, and cross-matching to make sure that the recipient's body won't attack the new kidney. There is also one other thing left to do before the transplant, telling Loumapis' father. So they set up a fake award ceremony for her at the Honors College, where she sprang the news on him.
And he's like, I've been waiting so long, you don't know, I pray for this every day.
Suffice it to say that people were fighting back tears.
Arnaldo Mejias is Loumapis' Honors College academic advisor.
Mary has more tenacity than a classroom full of people her age. I mean, her spirit and her desire to obtain an education, and not just an education, but a medical education, so that in turn she can help others who've been through similar physical challenges. It's just an amazing testament of who she is as a person.
The kidney donor, a great guy according to Loumapis, is a man in his 30s who wishes to remain anonymous. The transplant is on hold for the moment because a few more tests are needed, but Loumapis says she's thankful for the selfless act of a stranger, the kind of thing she knows her mother would have done if she'd have been able to.
They're doing something, like they're taking that step of an action that somebody who like loved me so much and devoted her life to like try to help me to live the best they could, and they're doing that is like really cool, and I'm really grateful for that.
For a link to the Share Your Spare Facebook page, visit WUSFnews.org. We'll also have more on the story on the next University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.